Alanis Van here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on the power of reframing a past trauma or failure. It is a common belief that we cannot change the past. What happened happened, and we are stuck with it. However, when it comes to how the event impacts you today and in the future, you can change the past by mentally traveling to the moment and changing your perception based on the more positive mindset you are developing as a result of this program and what you have learned since that moment. You are a lot wiser now than you were then. In fact, many people that have persevered through trauma like living with an alcoholic parent or physical impairment like losing a limb end up realizing two major things. Number one, their past is what made them who they are today, and that should be celebrated. This includes all the good and all the bad. And number two, any challenges made them stronger and helped them grow. For example, if your parents didn't have the money to put you through college while your friends got a free ride and a brand new car to go to college with, it probably sucked at the time. But now you are proud of having it done on your own, and you are probably better off than those who got a free ride anyway. Did you get fired from a job? That is a very painful experience. It causes fear, worry, stress, and bruises the ego in that moment. It is very difficult to think of it as a positive when it happens. But in most cases, getting laid off or being fired taught you an important lesson, that you can persevere and that you probably needed the push to truly find the right job for you anyway, a place that is aligned with your beliefs and a job that takes full advantage of your abilities. Reframing essentially allows you to go back to difficult times and look at them through a positive lens as if you knew then what you know now. If you can place yourself at that moment and smile, you are changing the past. So with that, let's shift into the observation phase and then we'll set an intention so that you can put this lesson into practice. Imagine that you are walking in a forest. It is autumn and the leaves are orange and brown. Breathe in the crisp fall air. It is starting to rain gently. You can hear the rain. Continue walking down the path. You now hear a river in the distance, and you are attracted by the sound, so you walk towards it. You come to a clearing in the forest and see a beautiful waterfall and rapids below it. You take a seat on a big rock at the edge of the river. The wind picks up and some of the leaves fall from the trees into the water and float down the river. Fix your gaze on a leaf and place one of your worries on it. Watch it float down the river and out of sight. Continue sitting and placing your worries and frustrations on the leaves and watch them float down the river. I'll leave you to it for a few minutes. Now you look across the river and see your dream house there. Fix your gaze on it, the big windows, your favorite exterior finish, the deck overlooking the water, smoke billowing gently out of the chimney, the warm lights through the windows. You are home. Just stare at the house, the river, and trees, and remind yourself how fortunate you are. Just sit there, breathe slowly, and absorb the experience. Whenever you feel stressed or worried, close your eyes and imagine yourself sitting on the edge of this river and placing your worries on the leaves and letting them float out of sight. Congratulations. As you learn to meditate and control your thoughts, you become more able to visualize past events and look at them with a different lens. So today, when you have a quiet moment, close your eyes and think back to a difficult time. A divorce, losing a job, getting teased or bullied in school, losing a loved one, or some other difficult moment. And then apply what we call the AAA approach to reframing. Number one, analyze the event and lesson learned, especially if you make the mistake that caused it. Do so as if you were a bystander, however. Number two, amplify how much bigger the problem could have been. And most importantly, amplify your courage. You got through this, and that's a big deal. Celebrate that you overcame it and consider how fortunate you are that it wasn't worse than it could have been. Number three, assess how you apply those lessons in the future, especially when the stakes are bigger. Smaller deals, smaller mistakes. You may have made the mistake once, but you can apply the lessons 1,000 times. Make it a habit to travel back and reframe any negative events that you feel are holding you back from truly being the best version of yourself possible. Remember, analyze, amplify, assess. Watch how your attitude transforms and how you transform with it. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.